Joining us now is Hemi Shalev. He's with the Israeli newspaper Mariv. Good morning.
Good morning.
We just heard Julie McCarthy say that Mahmoud Abbas, the Palestinian prime minister, has stopped talking with Hamas and Islamic Jihad. What is he trying to demonstrate here?
Well, I think he's feeling the heat and the pressure both from the Israeli government and from the American administration. And he is trying to indicate that he is changing his attitude towards Hamas and Islamic Jihad and starting to perhaps confront these two organizations. But I fear and suspect that just cutting off the dialogue probably won't be enough in order to avert the kind of Israeli military reaction which might bring down the ceasefire process altogether.
The Israelis have already clamped down on the West Bank.
Yes, you could almost say that's routine. What is currently under discussion is whether Israel will respond militarily in force with the danger that such a reaction could bring down the ceasefire process altogether, or whether it will allow Abu Mazen and his security chief, Mohammed Dahlan, a few hours or a few days to show that they are changing their attitude and confronting Hamas and Islamic Jihad.
When you say Abu Mazen, that is another name for the man that we're referring to as Mahmoud Abbas.
Yes.
This attack comes in the midst of what was supposed to be a ceasefire, a 90-day ceasefire. It's the fourth and most bloody attack yet during that ceasefire. Is there any hope of reviving it?
I don't think there's any hope of reviving it in its previous form, in the sense that Israel would make do with the internal Palestinian arrangements, which by this terrorist attack are shown to be not working. And therefore, if there is any hope for the ceasefire to continue, I think it must come on the basis of a different Palestinian attitude towards Islamic organizations. And I'm not sure that it's not even too late for that. But if there is any chance for the ceasefire to be preserved, it must be based on the Palestinian confrontation with Hamas and Islamic Jihad, at least for show.
And does the ceasefire have to be preserved in order to also preserve this broader peace process?
Well, if there won't be any ceasefire, there won't be any peace process, and we'll be back to where we were before the Aqaba summit, before President Bush's initiative, and we'll be living in a different world. The only way to advance the peace process is by maintaining the ceasefire.
Well, you said that it might not be enough for Mahmoud Abbas just to cut off contact with Islamic Jihad and Hamas. What more can he do?
No, I'm saying that it's certainly not enough for Abu Mazen just to simply cut off contact. He must act forcefully, or as I said, at least be seen to be acting forcefully against Hamas activists and Islamic Jihad infrastructure. Among other reasons, because if he doesn't do that, Prime Minister Sharon and Israeli Defense Minister Shaul Mofaz will be unable to withstand public and political pressure to retaliate in force to this attack, which might be one of the most horrendous since the Intifada began 3 years ago.
What leverage does the United States have in this situation?
Well, I think that's the key to the whole question. The United States has leverage over Abu Mazen and Dahlan. They are the backers of their regime. And it is up to the United States now, I think, to tell Abu Mazen and Dahlan that we've reached the point of no return, and that if things do not change now, then not only will the ceasefire be in danger, but their own regime will probably be in danger.
Hemi Shalev is with the Israeli newspaper Mariv. Mr. Shalev, thanks very much.
You're welcome.